Hey, Adam.
What's up, Clarence?
How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Doing good. We just answered each other real quick. This is rapid fire. I like this.
Yeah, this will be done in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, doing good. I was just telling Tess, my publicist, who just connected us, that I'm down in Orange County, and just people do not care here. It is a free-for-all, it seems.
I have heard that. You know,
yeah.
I'm in North Carolina, it's kind of the same thing. I'm in gemstone country.
Yeah, you are. That's gemstone land right there.
A little bit north.
But I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, when do you start filming season two?
Well, we were literally, I mean, I was in Charleston, got my dumb Kelvin haircut, you know, did like a 3-hour fitting of insane leopard print preacher wear, and then they called it off like the day before I was about to start shooting. And so I had to come home. But it looks we have to push till the top of next year now to shoot the second season.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how this is impacting just everybody and all the upcoming productions and like the fall TV. I mean, it's the most unimportant thing in the world, but the fall TV season will just look like nothing. I mean, it's just going to be a bunch of like ad hoc reality shows and like candid camera things.
The amount of like quarantine style celebrity game shows that are going to, there's going to be like 200 of those.
Oh yeah, for sure. So
that being said, great idea. And I should start pitching.
You should be on all of them. I think we just saw something like, you should do like volume 3 of the Disney sing-along, right?
Absolutely. I need to get involved.
You do. All right. So I have to ask, first off, what is it like to work with like John Goodman, Danny McBride, Walton Goggins? Like it's an amazing cast. What is it like to work with them? What was it like to show up on set every day and have those be the people that you're working with?
You know, Danny is so cool. I'm such a fan of his comedy and just who he is as a guy. You know, he always plays these kind of brash sort of jerks of characters. And he is like one of the sweetest, nicest guys, super funny, super quick-witted. And, he just really makes set such a relaxing, comfortable place that I didn't get as nervous to be around, you know, John Goodman and Walton Goggins and Danny himself, because Danny, has made such a fun, relaxed environment on set. So it was cool. I just feel I feel blessed, as Kelvin would say, to get to work with these heroes every day. Like truly John Goodman, and I've said it before, I even knew John and got to work with him. I've said that I think he has like a perfect career, because he's got to be a huge sitcom star. He got to be a big movie star for a while. As he got older, he segued into more character driven roles and became like a really cool character actor. And he's really got to, I mean, as an actor, he's got to do everything. So I kind of look up to him in that regard.
So you would like to emulate that in your career, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it doesn't like you obviously like, sure, I would like to be a big movie star and star in huge films, but it's also like, as you get older, you start to look at I start to look at more character-driven roles, and I see these character actors And I'm like, oh, it'd be so fun to just come in on a really cool movie and just have three awesome scenes. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, and just get to do something that people don't necessarily expect coming from you.
Right. You know, that's one interesting thing is going into The Righteous Gemstones, I expected the outlandish Adam. And you're much more reserved. Kelvin Gemstone is not the wild character of the show. Was that a change for you?
Yeah, it was a welcome change for me. I, you know, coming off of Workaholics, mm-hmm. which was of my doing, you know, I created the show with my friends. So to play that insane character was so fun to do. But after doing that for 7 seasons over 8 years, I felt the next time I do TV, I don't want to play the exact same guy. Mm-hmm. And so when Danny brought this to me, initially I was like, oh, is he going to be like a total maniac? Like, what is his thing? And Danny kind of explained the character where he wants it to be much more subtle than Adam DeMeo from Workaholics. But I will have these moments where he still is the youth pastor and he still is on stage and dancing and, you know, being an idiot. And so I'll get to have those moments as well. And I'm like, oh, that'll be fun to sort of downshift and play a more, I guess, fleshed out person. Mm-hmm.
So what did help you the most find out who Kelvin Gemstone was as a character to help you play him as an actor?
You know, I watched a lot of the Copeland, the preachers and all those old guys, but they weren't really the archetype for me necessarily. They were too, it was more of like, those were John's characters and John's character and Danny's character. Mm-hmm. And my character I felt was more of like a youth pastor from when I was a kid. 'Cause I grew up in the church and I grew up Catholic, and I was actually always like pretty jealous of my just Christian friends. Mm-hmm. Because I would go to church with them and there'd be like a rock wall and a bounce house. And I'm like, I have none of this. We have stale saltines and we call them the body of Christ. And so I kind of just ripped a page from their playbook, those youth pastors from my youth.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier, you know, going in, getting ready for season 2, going in for wardrobe fittings, getting the Kelvin cut. Talk about the look over season 1. Like, did you work with costume, wardrobe to try to define what he would look like? You know, did you have an idea of how he would dress, or, you know, how he would style his hair and all of that?
Yeah, well, Sarah Trost is our wardrobe designer, and she was incredible, and she came with such big swings. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, I don't know. 'Cause I wanted to play this character grounded. And I'm like, is this going to be too big? But I think it played so well off of the seriousness that Kelvin sort of takes himself pretty seriously in certain situations. Mm-hmm. But then he looks and dresses the way he does, which inherently is going to make you laugh. I remember when we shot, the wardrobe is so good in the show. I remember when we, in the pilot episode, we screened the pilot, had a big premiere for it here in LA. And when the airplane doors opened and we crawled out, mm-hmm. of the airplane, immediately people were laughing at our outfits. And I was wearing this super deep V cut and I had like a beanie on and like a front spike coming out of my hair. I looked absolutely insane, but insane in a way that you're like, oh, you know, that guy that's trying too hard,
right,
who you could tell he just really wants to be liked, but, but is, you know, trying way too hard to have people think he's something that he isn't.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere where you'd said the hair was gelled up so he could be closer to God. Which, yeah. I loved that quote, by the way. So when you're coming on board, you know, you've gotten through the wardrobe and you know, you worked with Danny to understand what the story would be. Were you surprised that it's not really satirizing religion per se. It's more satirizing sort of it satirizes the, I'm at a loss for the word, but it's more like hypocrisy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the hypocrisy of it. And I like that it could have been any powerful family.
Right.
That they portray themselves one way when in fact they're completely different. And to me, I have family members that are pretty religious, and going into this, I was thinking like, Thanksgiving is going to be a nightmare, you know? but I think Danny and Jody and David Gordon Green did a great job of not making it about religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that could really turn people off, when obviously they are a known religious family, but this could be any powerful family that runs, because essentially they run a giant company.
Right.
And it's just that their company is in the God business.
It's the super comedic version of Succession.
Yeah, totally. I know.
Yeah, because you're filming it in South Carolina, which, as I know, is deeply religious. And so you don't want to go back there and then all of a sudden they've got the pitchforks and tar waiting for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Because you've poked fun at their religion.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, but I think we wanted to shoot certain places, and then once they found out like the type of show we were making, they were like, no, you can't shoot here.
Not surprised. So
yeah, totally.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and you probably aren't going to confirm anything, but what's going on with Kelvin and Keith? Like what's their deal?
This is a real Ross and Rachel situation, isn't it? it's a will they, won't they? You know, I don't know. I think Danny's kind of getting a kick out of playing with that dynamic of like, you don't know if it's a sexual thing or if they just have a really weird close friendship.
Right.
It sure is fun to play. And Tony Cavallaro I've known Tony for a really long time, and we've always wanted to work with each other. And when I found that he got the role of Keith, I'm like, oh, he's going to play that so well. And he plays it better than I could have even imagined.
Yeah. He's great. He's really great in it.
Yeah.
And he's so like free with his physicality. You know, he's just like walking through a scene and he's got like a t-shirt and underwear and like tidy whities on or something like that. And it's just like, he just doesn't care. He just doesn't even acknowledge it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. He's crushing.
So what were some of your favorite scenes to shoot?
Anytime we get to be in the church, mm-hmm. the big church scenes are just so, it's just so fun. And, you know, who knows what that's going to look like in the COVID era, but back when you could shoot with people, it sure was fun, you know, getting up there, and we would have like 1,000 extras, and it did feel like you were putting on a big production, which was, and it made it made the scope of the show feel so much bigger. Mm-hmm. Like we really are in front of a stadium of people. Those were always a great time. And anytime that the the family was together. Anytime we got to do a scene where it was me, Danny, Edie, and John together in a scene, that was really fun.
Yeah, I can imagine that. That is there a lot of improv, or is it mostly kept to the script?
You know, it's kind of it's refreshing. It was kind of how we did it on Workaholics, where sometimes when you get on a set and they want you to improv almost too much, and you're like, well, now we're not doing the scene and we're not pushing the story forward if we're just out for jokes. And Danny, you know, they write great scripts and you want to honor that. And then you'll go off and add a little tag, and then Danny will be like, oh, hey, do that again. And then we'll add on to it and kind of, so it is, we're kind of picking our spots, and there is improv, but I think these scripts are coming in. They're so funny that you don't really need to help the scripts with the improv.
Right. So not giving any spoilers away, where do you see Kelvin going over like season two or maybe season three? Like what's the next sort of journey for him?
I think Kelvin is looking to carve out a niche for himself within the family. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to kind of stand on his own two feet and not necessarily just be the little kid is sitting in the back seat, which I feel is how he feels.
Right.
And in season one, he's like a very insecure guy. I'd like to see him sort of grow up a little bit.
Nice. Yeah, I think that would be not be the baby of the family anymore. Like to do his own thing. Yeah, that would make
exactly.
sense. Exactly. Cool. Well, I think those are all the questions I had for you today. So, hey, you take care. Have a great weekend ahead, and stay safe. Stay healthy.
Awesome, man. Yeah, thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.